Today, President Trump announced the closure of the U.S.-Mexico border to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Mexico is also suspending air travel from Europe. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk to Lance Gabel. He's assistant professor of law at Wayne State University Law School in Detroit. Professor, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. U.S. also closed its border with Canada. Is it that Canadian and Mexican authorities, I understand they have far fewer cases than we do here in the U.S., it's to protect them as well as the United States, correct?
That's correct. So all three countries agreed to close down the borders, not completely, but at least in large part to non-essential travel. And that's mostly to prevent the spread of people from going back and forth between the countries. Since so many jurisdictions in the U.S. now are starting to restrict travel within their own local areas, this is kind of a natural extension of that. And it's definitely driven by all three countries wanting to minimize travel between their borders.
Professor, safe to say that the repercussions will be drastically different between the northern border and the southern border?
I think that's definitely the case. Obviously, the Trump administration has long tried many efforts to put in place measures that would restrict travel at the southern border, in particular between the U.S. and Mexico. And so this is in line with their longer-term policy preferences as well. Although this particular measure is only in place for 30 days, and it could be extended, and it still allows for people who are working and people who are engaged in commerce to travel across borders.
President Trump has always been afraid. It's the illegal immigration that he's afraid of. Closing the border to those legally who can cross it, do you think it will have any effect for those who are doing so illegally?
Well, I mean, it certainly could. If the border procedures are going to be clamped down and more scrutiny is going to be given to everyone crossing as to whether they have an essential purpose or not, that could possibly have an effect. Although, if people are crossing illegally in places that are not traditional border crossings, it probably wouldn't have that effect. I think the broader impact, though, is likely to be on if it becomes more difficult to go across, even for legal crossings. People who are crossing legally and people who are working, it could have a longer-term effect on labor pools and people who are needed in the U.S. to work in lots of different industries. Could lead to longer-term complications in trying to keep all of our industries working as these broader shutdowns are in place.
You use the term essential. We're hearing that a lot. What constitutes essential, or is that a changing line each day?
Well, the guidance that's been given so far doesn't define it in a really clear way. The kinds of things that are most likely going to be considered essential, and I recognize that some of the statements that have been made so far, are things, critical services, so people who are providing food and fuel and other kinds of commercial products that are essential, healthcare services, people who are working and providing those kinds of medications and other kinds of goods like that, are definitely going to be considered essential. Non-essential categories are going to be things like voluntary travel, tourism, recreational travel, but it could also include things like people just visiting family and friends who might live on the opposite side of the border.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Lance Gabel is Associate Professor of Law at Wayne State University Law School in Detroit.